don't use the word testimonials on your website or on your social media. Always use the word reviews, because when people look you up or they look up your company, they are going to look up the word reviews. They're not going to use the word testimonials. So make sure you use the word reviews.
Welcome to the Coaching Inc. podcast, the only podcast dedicated to helping coaches and consultants start and scale their coaching business. This is the No Fluff Zone. If you're ready to grow your client list, work from anywhere, and reach true financial freedom, stand by, because the show begins right now.
Bam!
Here's your host, Tom Kroll.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Coaching Inc. We're going to focus on simple instruction for simple entrepreneurs like me that you can implement right now for really, really big returns in a short amount of time without getting really frustrated and aggravated and just getting confused with complexity. Let's just focus on the meat and potatoes right now. Let me give you something that you can use right now so that you can experience financial freedom and hit some of your goals in a short amount of time. What I want to talk to you about today is I want to talk to you about a simple technique that I've used and my clients used to just make massive amounts of revenue in a short amount of time that doesn't cost a penny. And that is you becoming a ninja at capturing good news. I know this sounds obvious, but guys, I cannot tell you how many people tell me that they're really good at capturing good news and they never really do. Most entrepreneurs are just a place where good news goes to die. What I mean by that is they help somebody out, they have a happy customer, they make a sale, somebody has a glowing review for them, and the entrepreneur gets a phone call, and Sally, Johnny, and Bobby call up and say, oh, you know, I'm so happy. Thank you so much. This means the world to me. I had such a great experience, and I just cannot thank you enough. And I wanted to just call you and tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You're the best. This is the best product. You have the best service. Guys, at that point, the good news is dead. What I want to teach you today is a simple little trick that you can use right now that is built on human nature and the laws of reciprocity that we all have. Here is what it looks like. The next time somebody calls you and they are about to pour their heart out and give you a glowing review, I want you to say, stop, 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 stop. Hold on. I'm right in the middle of something. If you look at your phone, I've already sent you a link. Can you do me a favor? I want you to go into the link and leave me that review right now. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Here's what's really going on in the background. Let me give you the inside scoop here. When you do something for someone, or you have a customer who has had a great experience with you, or a client who's had a great experience with you, you create a little glowing marble in their chest. It's right in their chest cavity, right by their heart. I'm patting my chest right now. That's why my voice is breaking like that. There's a little glowing marble, and all this person wants to do, they want to give this glowing marble to you. So they call you and they're so anxious and they're like, their shoulders are up and they can't wait to tell you how amazing you are and how much they appreciate you being who you are. The problem is the first time they say it, that's when the marble is glowing the most and you want to capture it right then. So if someone calls you up and tells you how wonderful you are, and you listen and you take it all in, and then it just kind of dies with you. What happens is if you then say, hey, you know, Mike, can you do me a favor? Can you put that on a review to me? They'll never do it. It's going to take forever. And even when they do, then it sounds like this. I want to say that Tom is the best. He is really cool. Thank you so much, Tom. Have a great day. And that is not good, guys. And what you want to get good at doing is capturing the first iteration of good news. You want to stop them in their tracks and say, please put this review online. I'm going to send you a link. You already have it. It's in your text. I'm going to teach you a little quick trick on how to do that. So next time somebody calls, I want you to stop them and I want you to send that link. Now, one thing I do with the link is I own a portion of a company called SendMia. SendMia, S-E-N-D-M-E-A, like send me a review. And what I would suggest that you do is if you do get it, use the discount code is Tom, T-O-M. So use the discount code. It gives you the cheapest price in the whole entire country. I use SendMia over other ones because it'll automatically SEO either your name or the company name. Outside of your website, it'll do that. And it'll give you a brand free video review that you can use and plug it in wherever you want, either on social media or on your website. The other thing that I would say is on your phone, put your send me a link as a short code. So for me, I start all of my short codes with the letter Z. So if I want to do something like send you my address or send you my mailing address or my email, I'll put ZEM, which means email. So my whole email address will pop up. My whole address will pop up. You say, Tom, what's your address? So some people will say like, what's your address, Tom? I want to send you something. I'll put ZAD, which means that my whole address will pop up and I can text you my whole entire address. That's called a short code on your phone. Do the same thing for your send me a code. The other thing that I'm going to say is don't worry about how fancy it looks. It's okay if the camera is shaking and there's bad lighting and there's dirty laundry in the background and a baby's crying. That's fine. You want it to be authentic. That first iteration where there's like a tear in their eye and they're so happy, that's what you want to capture. You want to capture that. I cannot express this enough to you. You can build an entire company off of good news. Let me give you another tip or trick too here. Don't use the word testimonials on your website or on your social media. Always use the word reviews, because when people look you up or they look up your company, they are going to look up the word reviews. They're not going to use the word testimonials. So make sure you use the word reviews. Also, be careful here with what the people say. Don't let them make financial claims. Always ask for a character review and ask them just to talk about their experience. They shouldn't say things like, I joined this thing or I did this and I made X amount of dollars. There's no reason to have claims. What I would just do instead is a character review. That's the key on the organization. So this way, I'm not an FTC attorney, but I would say you definitely want to check in with the FTC, make sure you're not making any claims. That's really important. The other thing that I would recommend that you do is if you have a team, make this the responsibility of someone on your team to make sure that they're collecting at least 2, maybe 3 video reviews per week. This could be a KPI that you guys are just checking, like, hey, did you get your 3 reviews? If you have influential friends, ask them for a character review. Just say, hey, this person's not, you know, here's what colleagues and peers are saying about Coaching Inc. or whatever, and put popular people who love you and trust you. So these are not clients, these are not customers, these are just influential people. What other people have to say about Johnny Smith, whatever it is. So you can have character reviews. Guys, you can really build an entire company off of good news. So I strongly recommend you implement this right now. There's no reason to go into much more detail. If you want something to make your business and your life better right now, if you want a business that you run instead of one that runs you, implement some good news strategy right now. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. The other thing that I would suggest that you do is make sure in the agreement that you use with your clients, make sure that you say on your reviews, I have permission to use your reviews and publish your reviews and X, Y, and Z. I would go to a trial attorney or a good attorney to draw up your contract, somebody who knows what they're doing so they understand. Tell them that you're going to be asking for reviews and that you want to be able to use them. So guys, it's been such an honor to share this information with you. I know that it works. If I can help you in your business, if I can help you not create an echo chamber where everybody is just giving you good news all the time, and I can actually take a look at your P&Ls and I can help you get your trajectory in the right order and increase your margin, increase your gross revenue, increase your gross profit. If you would like me to help you take a look at that and have a consultation with me, head on over to coachinginc.com, fill out an application. I review the applications myself, and I can't wait to spend some time learning about your business and your goals and helping you achieve them. All right, guys, enjoy the day. I'll see you on the next episode. Be well.
Coaches, it's time to take massive imperfect action. Go right now to coachinginc.com to schedule a clarity call with us so we can help you take your business to brand new heights. That website again is coachinginc.com. So head over there now, and we'll see you on the next episode of Coaching Inc.